This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Legions of angels are traveling with Jibreel alayhi salam, who's mighty enough on his own, but the Quran is just that powerful that it requires entire legions of angels to be delivered to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But one thing was missing.
When najmi idha hawa ma dhanna sahibukum wa ma ghawa.
Make the most of this series by downloading our free workbook for a guided contemplation of this powerful surah.
And now we go further. ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى. By the way, my goal was to finish here yesterday. Delusional. Anyway, ذُو مِرَّةٍ, the possessor of mirra. Now, mirra is a really interesting word in the Arabic language. I told you al-mar actually means rope, right? Habl. And marir, also variations of a long twisted rope. But amarra is used for skillfulness and tying something up. Like, you know, like I tied up this project or I tied up this job. You know, it's all tied up. What does that mean? It's completely well executed, right? So as a figure of speech, it was used when someone does imrar. What they're doing is they're really doing a good job and they finished everything to perfection. So Jibreel, when he's called Dhu Mirra, means everything he does to what? Perfection. He sees it through. No project is left halfway. Nothing is unfinished. Oh, I'm 80% done. You know, like we do with work, right? How much are you done? Inshallah. 90%. 3 years of 90%. You know, it's not, this is, Imrar actually means he ties it up, he finishes it completely. Also interesting word. Mirra comes from the word marra, and those of you know that know a little bit of Arabic know marra bihi, marartu bihi, to come and go. Ja'a wa dhahaba, to come and go, is actually murur in Arabic. And dhu mirra also means he has the power to come and go, because Jibreel comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he goes back all the way to Allah, then he comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he goes back to Allah. Just to give you a scope of that, because I was just working on this in Surah Al-Insan recently. The known universe is 13.9 billion years, approximately. What that means is the light that we're seeing from the furthest stars started traveling 13.9 billion years ago to reach my eyes. And by now, that star might not even exist, or it may have expanded even further. So we're actually looking at 13.9 billion years of history just when we look at a star. The sunlight that reaches my skin takes 8 minutes to get here. The sun you're looking at is not the sun right now. That's the sun 8 minutes ago. That's how far away it is, and at, you know, traveling at the speed of light. But all of the stars are the first sky. They are what? The first sky. And the first sky compared to the second sky is like a ring dropped in the desert. What that means is, these 13.9 billion light years is just sky number one. How many skies are there? Seven. And then above that is the Arsh, which must be, dwarfs the seven skies. Jibreel is right under the Arsh of Allah. And Allah says, it's time to give my slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam an ayah. Go give him this ayah. And he travels from there, and he comes to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The speed of light is too slow for Jibreel alayhi salam. The speed of traveling beyond the dimensions of this universe is too slow for Jibreel alayhi salam. And he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the right occasion, and he gives him the ayah, and then he goes back to Allah azza wa jal. And then Allah sends him again, and then he goes back again. Dhu mirratin. It's just, when you contemplate this for even a little bit, it blows your mind what's happening in the Quran. In huwa illa wahyun yuha, keeps on getting delivered. Now yuha is being explained. Then istamarra shay, mada ala tariqatin wahida. Istimrar, continuity. Jibreel alayhi salam is consistent, reliable, and he's continuously the Prophet's friend. He's continuously, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ, you know, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرُ. Allah is his protector. Jibreel is his protector. The angels are his protector. And the believers are his protector. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكائيل فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever becomes an angel, an enemy to any of the angels, Allah becomes their enemy. All of this had to be mentioned for a few reasons. By the way, do you know what the Quraysh considered angels? You know what they considered angels? Daughters of God. Daughters of God. I'm going to explain that to you guys tomorrow, why that's important. We need to understand why they thought they were daughters. They could have come up with anything else that's equally bogus. Why did they come up with angels or daughters of God? And you know what the Israelites thought about the angels, specifically about Jibreel? They were angry at Jibreel. When they said, who gives you revelation? They said, Jibreel, yeah, we don't like him. He hasn't been good to us. And then they said, oh, final revelation? That was supposed to come here. Jibreel got the wrong address, gave it to Muhammad. That's what they said too. And Allah says, ذُو مِرَّةٍ, the one that possesses great might. And I'm not explaining fastawa yet, but I want you to know something about the word mirra in tafsir. Mirra so far, from the language. We've discussed the language of it. Now we're going to discuss the sahaba and the mufassirun about the word mirra again, okay? Ibn Abbas says, and Qatada says also, ذُو خَلْقٍ طَوِيلٍ حَسَنٍ, someone who is large, very tall, magnanimous and beautiful. وَمَعْنَاهُ ذُو صِحَّةِ جِسْمٍ وَسَلَامَةٍ مِنَ الْآفَاتِ, perfectly bodied, enabled. Perfectly bodied and enabled. So strong physically. أَحَدُهَا ذُو قُوَّةٍ ثَانِيهَا ذُو كَمَالٍ فِي الْعَقْلِ وَالدِّينِ. Mirra means powerful. Mirra also means, listen to this, incredibly intelligent. Mirra also means what? Incredibly what? Intelligent. This is going to be important. One of the qualities of Jibreel. وَالدِّين جَمِيعًا, and in judgment. ذُو مَنْظَرٍ وَحَيْبَةٍ عَظِيمًا, someone who's magnificent to look at and is extremely intimidating. He's intimidating to see. ذُو خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, of great character and manners. As mighty as he is, he's got great manners. Okay. Now, فَكَأَنَّ الْأَوَّلِ وُصِفَ بِقُوَّةِ الْفِعْلِ وَهَذَا وُصِفَ بِقُوَّةِ النَّظَرِ وَالْعَقْلِ. It's as if first he said شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, right? Physical mights, great powers. And now Alusi says Allah is describing him as someone with great intellect. So I started wondering when I read this, why does he describe Jibreel alayhi salam as someone who's so intelligent? What's the benefit in that? And the answer came to me from Surah At-Takwir. You need to know the relationship between this surah and Surah At-Takwir. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Descriptions of Jibreel there, just like here. The oath by stars there, just like here. What does he say about Jibreel? I'll put it in easy language for you, and then I'll give you your first break. So, imagine that a king, or nowadays a president, is delivering a highly classified document to someone, to an ambassador in a different country. Highly classified document. Does he put this in the United States Postal Service? Does he send it by UPS? How's he going to send a highly classified document? He's going to have to give that document to someone he trusts, like the vice president, like the ambassador, like the secretary of state, somebody high level. This person that he gives them to has to be trustworthy or no? So they have to have a high level security clearance. Number one, by the way, Jibreel, عند ذي العرش, he's right under the arsh. That's pretty high level security clearance. So that's one check. Two, they have to have a very stable, reliable status. They can't be a new person. They have to be seasoned and experienced. Makin, they're seasoned. So, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Kareem was, he's noble. Nobility is important because if you send some intern, the king will be like, they sent you. This message is important, and they sent you. Yeah, the ambassador was unavailable. He's on his vacation. No, you have to send a dignitary. They're called dignitaries for a reason. Guess what the Arabic word for dignitaries is? Kareem. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. ذي قوة, he has to be strong. Why strong? Because let's say that when he travels, the convoy gets attacked. Right? The convoy gets attacked. The last line of defense will be the one holding the briefcase. He has to be able to defend himself too. And he has to have high level clearance. And he has to be stable and seasoned. Then muta'in, and he can't travel alone. You have to have Air Force One. You have to have a motorcade. You have to have an entourage. You have to have a security detail. The security detail, some of them are in the back and some of them are where? In the front, they're communicating, hey, there's a possible threat. There's a road closure. Change here, change there, all of that. You understand? But the thing is, what Allah describes is muta', Jibreel alayhi salam, Gabriel, has a following. Legions of angels are following him and in front of him and behind him, and he's their commander in chief, and he's directing them, you, watch that, you over here, you by this star, you by that galaxy, you in front, you in the back, and then Quran is being delivered. Legions of angels are traveling with Jibreel alayhi salam, who's mighty enough on his own, but the Quran is just that powerful, that it requires entire legions of angels to be delivered to the Prophet ﷺ. But one thing was missing. And that one thing that wasn't described in Surah Al-Takwir is described in Surah Al-Najm, his high intellect. Because someone chosen for this job, they could be trustworthy, they could be seasoned, but if they don't have the highest intellect, they cannot make the right decisions. Or they can be sincere, they're muta'in thumma amin, they're trustworthy too. But that doesn't mean that they are the most intelligent. Many of you run businesses. You can have a trustworthy employee, but you know his intellectual capacity. You cannot give him more than that. Because if you want your business to fail, you'll give him more than that. He means well, but he can't handle that part. And sometimes you find people that are really, really smart, but you can't trust them. Right? Jibreel alayhi salam is meeting all of those requirements, and the ultimate requirement is his high level intelligence, because navigating from Allah all the way to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a pretty long journey. And we know that the shayateen want some access to this Quran. And that entire journey, he's going to employ his intellect, and he's going to deliver through his genius, he's going to deliver perfectly the messenger, the message, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this, فَإِنَّ الْعَرَبْ تَقُولُ لِكُلِّ قَوِيِّ الْعَقْلِ وَالرَّأِي ذُو مِرَّةٍ. For anyone very strong in intellect, they're called ذُو مِرَّةٍ. And by the way, what was the first word used for Jibreel? عَلَّمَهُ. He taught him. Teachers have to be highly intelligent. Allah didn't just say Jibreel alayhi salam delivered it. Here's the package. Delivery is not the same as what? Teaching. A teacher doesn't just deliver the textbook to you. He teaches the textbook to you. He explains the textbook to you. He makes sure you understand exactly what this is saying. It's as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is receiving the Quran, and he is also being taught the Quran by Jibreel alayhi. Jibreel alayhi salam is his teacher. And of course, when you're going to describe a teacher, you would have to describe his intellect. And so, ذُو مِرَّةٍ. Notice the tanween in ذُو مِرَّةٍ. What do you learn about tanween today? Let's see your attention span. Sometimes, what can the tanween do? Grandness. Incredible intellect. The possessor of incredible intellect is embedded inside the meaning. لِأَنَّهَا فِي الْأَصْلِ. Last thing I'll do is I'll read a Lucy to you on this. فَإِنَّ الْعَرَبْ تَقُولُ لِكُلِّ قَوِيِّ الْعَقْلِ وَالرَّأِي ذُو مِرَّةٍ. The Arabs say for everyone who's strong in intellect and has great sound opinions that they're ذُو مِرَّةٍ. مِنْ أَمْرَرْتُ الْحَبْلِ or أُمْرِرَتْ الْحَبْلِ إِذَا أُحْكِمَتْ فَتْلُهُ. This came from the rope being perfectly tied and twisted until it's super perfect. And they associated that with someone whose mind is solid and doesn't waver. So they made an association of the physical with this abstract idea. لِأَنَّهَا فِي الْأَصْلِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَرَّةِ بَعْدَ الْمَرَّةِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى زِيَادَةِ الْقُوَةِ فَلَا تَغْفُلْ. Because the rope is used over and over and over again, which demonstrates its durability and its strength. Jibreel is given tasks over and over and over again. It indicates his strength. Because strength is also about stamina, isn't it? So those of some of you guys that watch like UFC and things like that, you can have a very strong fighter, but at the end of the day, sometimes they'll lose the fight because what goes away? Stamina, right? They didn't last the rounds. They ran out of steam. So strength is not just about power, it's also about duration. So mirra covers the duration and continuity of strength also. A journey is usually exhausting, right? And the brain can check out eventually. You know how I study for this stuff? I study for an hour, then I take a mental break and kill some ninjas on a video game, and then come back and study again, and then I do something stupid again, and then I come back and say, I don't have the continuity. I can't. I have attention span issues, right? So I'm okay with taking breaks and going. Jibril alayhi salam is being described as what? Continuously at 100% charge, without break. On this though, you guys are running out of charge, so I'm going to give you your first break. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.